Late last week, President Trump announced the federal government would stop Affordable Care Act subsidies to insurance companies, which the White House argues are illegal. About 19,000 West Virginians received such subsidies in 2016, with an average monthly saving to their insurance bill of about $100. While that's just a small slice of the overall insurance market, the move has been met with widespread opposition from health advocacy groups. They say it's an attempt to further destabilize the Affordable Care Act insurance markets. Carol Lofton sat down with Maggie Elawani during a rural health conference last week in West Virginia. Elawani is vice president of government affairs for the National Rural Health Association and says the loss of subsidies could have a big effect on rural America.
Well, I think the administration is clearly frustrated with failures to repeal the Affordable Care Act and now is taking their own actions to make sure that systems that are broken, which we believe that a lot of the marketplaces are broken, are going to further implode. And I guess that's our frustration with everything. It's these rural populations that are the neediest. They're older, they're poorer, they're sicker. And the marketplace system is so fragile now. It's so frustrating that it's being pulled out without a system established to put in place.
So the White House is pointing to the fact that Congress never authorized the subsidies. Do you expect that Congress will move to authorize those subsidies, or are we just going to see them totally go away?
I think the administration is trying to put pressure on Congress to do something, and I think they will. Here's our frustration, and I hate to get into the position of defending big subsidies for insurance companies who are making record profits and I believe are improperly pulling out of rural markets. 70% of the counties in the Affordable Care Act that they pulled out of have been in rural counties. They seem to cherry pick and are complaining that they're not making enough. It's frustrating when you look at them making record profits in so many other endeavors off of taxpayers, such as through Medicaid managed care and Medicare Advantage plans. That's the frustration.
How do you expect this move to impact rural areas like the state of West Virginia?
Rural America, rural health care in rural America is so incredibly fragile. The Affordable Care Act is so well-intentioned, and we strongly support getting as many people access to affordable health insurance. Everybody, Democrats, Independents, Republicans, agree that there's problems of the ACA that aren't working. It feels like a lot of the areas where they aren't working are in rural America. And our push, what our fight is yelling up and down to Congress and the administration, is that you need to build on the Affordable Care Act. You need to fix what's not working in rural America. You need to make these access to insurance affordable and accessible for rural Americans, a plan where they don't feel like the only option is purchasing a deductible of $7,000, knowing full well that they'll never be able to afford that deductible. What we're seeing, sadly, is a lot of the small rural hospitals across this country having to actually subsidize the care because, again, these Americans can't afford their deductible, can't pay that, and so that debt falls upon the rural hospital. That's why we're seeing an escalation of hospital closures. Now we're worried that that could escalate even higher.
America has seen a number of rural hospitals close over the last decade. Will this expedite the process for those who are on the edge? Barbara Lay from Pocahontas County mentioned that, you know, not only do they not have deep pockets, they don't have pockets at all. And I think that's the case for a lot of hospitals across West Virginia and Appalachia.
Absolutely true. There's 41% of rural hospitals are operating at a financial loss. They're just barely hanging on. Congress seems to have ignored their plea and has instead, you know, cut reimbursements to them very significantly, be it sequestration, be it bad debt. And as we discussed before, it's those rural hospitals, they're at the front line. They're treating those people who suffer strokes and heart attacks. Those people can't afford their deductible. Then they're transferred to another facility. Interestingly enough, that's where their insurance kicks in because their deductible has been met, even though they can't pay it at that rural hospital. So really, so many of these problems are just magnified on these poor rural hospitals. And if you pull away without a fallback plan, as it feels the administration is doing, it's really going to make this crisis so much worse.
Is there any sense about whether pulling away without a fallback plan will actually catalyze Congress to take action, where there has been great bipartisan divisions up until this point?
It is incredibly partisan on Capitol Hill. I'm hoping that, you know, we're lucky to have support for rural health care among Democrats and Republicans alike. Very frustrated with the last three Republican plans because we don't think that it would help health care in rural America and would exacerbate the hospital closure crisis. It is time to look beyond partisan politics and realize that when you allow one of these hospitals in rural America to close, that is a death sentence to that community, not only for the people who rely on the emergency room to access health care and to save lives, but the hospital is often the largest or second largest employer. If that closes, you lose 20% of the rural economy. You don't attract new businesses. You can't keep families there or retirees there. We're seeing towns slowly wither away when their hospital closes. It's time that people stand up and realize both the economic importance and the life-saving importance and the investment that needs to be made in rural America.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from WVU Medicine and Charleston Area Medical Center.